Welcome back. And my name is Sonia Poen, and we are here now with the advice surgery. And we have in the studio with us Toshko. Toshko is a image consultant. So let me just tell you a little bit about Toshko. So she is from Talking Images. That's the name of the company, and it's based in London. They do personal image consultancy and training. They provide training for people, and they specialize in contemporary English manners. So Toshko, in a little while, she's going to explain to us what contemporary English manners is. Okay, so by defining your personal brand, we help you to create the look that you want for your project. Okay, so that enhance your image or your business. Right, so Toshko, I want to say good morning and
good morning.
Welcome to Colorful Radio.
Thank you very much.
So have I pronounced your name correctly? Toshko.
Yes,
right.
Toshko.
And how do I pronounce your surname, please?
It's Kobatake.
Kobatake.
Yeah, perfect.
Toshko Kobatake. Uh-huh. Right, Toshko. So we're so excited to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, let's give you a little double O. For you. Okay, so you are an image consultant, so please tell us, okay, uh-huh. Well, actually, first of all, tell us how you got started in image consulting.
Right, well, it goes back quite a long years back. Mm-hmm. When I had no clue what image consulting was or image consultants existed, yeah. I wondered why some of the colors suited me, or yeah. I got compliments. Uh-huh. Even if I were sick, yeah. They would compliment me, say, look, you look fantastic. Uh-huh. And so I always wondered what it was. And then there was this event that was held at one of my gym that I used to go to.
Okay.
And they invited an image consultant, and they did this a little seminar about color analysis, you know, styling, all that kind of thing. And yeah. Then that got me really intrigued that there is a logic behind why things work and why it doesn't. And then, originally I'm from Japan. Mm-hmm. And when I came to London, originally I was a banker, to be honest.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But still I was so interested in this industry, mm-hmm. that I did the research and then eventually realized I wanted to change my career.
Yeah.
And so I got trained and became an image consultant. And I've been doing this for the last 12 years.
Wow. So you were a banker, a boring banker. No, I don't mean that. Boring banker. So you're a banker. So are you married or you have family?
Not anymore.
Okay. No. So when you told your family and friends that you wanted to change from banking, because that's kind of like classified as like a secure job, because
yes.
you can go anywhere in the world and be a banker, right?
Yeah.
And then you want to do image consultancy. What did they say to you? What were the comments?
Well, to be honest, I've been wanting to change but didn't have the confidence to do it. So I've been, bothering my friends and family for years, and I think they got fed up listening.
Yeah.
So they were the ones that are saying, like, why don't you just go for it rather than just keep talking. I think it was only my electrician who found out that I just changed my job, and he asked me, are you sure you know what you're doing? And I said, I'm not sure either. I hope so.
But you've been doing it for 12 years now.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, you're obviously passionate about it, because I can see that in your attire today. I mean, you look absolutely gorgeous.
So kind. Thank
and on,
you.
And on top of it, I mean, look how slim you are. You know, not saying that I want to be slim.
No,
but,
you look great as well.
Oh, you're so kind. Thank you. So, okay. So what, we have explained to me how you came by this. So tell us what is image consulting?
Well, it's to make the most of yourself, mm-hmm. regarding your personal image, and to be able to portray the image that you want to portray.
Yeah.
And then where we come in is that to ensure that the image that you think you have is seen exactly the same way by others.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get it? You know, there's a gap between the way you want to be portrayed and how people perceive you. It's kind of like communication.
Yeah.
If you're speaking a different language, even if you're talking about something really interesting or funny, it's not even funny if you can't understand it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So if there's a gap, I would point it out to my clients. Mm-hmm. And usually it's only a tiny, shift.
Okay.
And then from there you get it exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could, portray who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So why should people use an image consultant?
Good question. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you might have had your friends and family help you, and perhaps you have really friends who have good eye for color, the style, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they may be biased. Mm-hmm. They might force their own preference.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you want more help from them, but then they get kind of bored and go, well, you know, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Whereas, image consultants usually are certified and are trained to be able to logically explain mm-hmm. what works or what doesn't.
Okay.
You know, we'll be analyzing and giving you advice mm-hmm. and not putting in our own personal taste.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just look at the person and you directly give them tips on what they should do based on what their body structure, their color, their hair, their skin texture.
Yes. Obviously, you know, technically, yeah. we'll be dealing the external side, you know, what kind of colors suit, what kind of style was suit based on their bone structure and so forth. But then we're not mannequins.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
We have lifestyle. We have personality. We have dreams.
Yeah.
And so one of the services that we provide is image consultation.
Yeah.
And so we need to figure out what kind of a person he or she is,
mm-hmm.
How they want to be portrayed. And, you know, there's a list of questions that I ask.
Yeah.
And that's how I find out about the person.
Yeah.
And also the client can confirm about themselves as well. Because mm-hmm. usually you don't think about deal about yourself that long.
Yeah.
And so once I understand that, then based on that,
mm-hmm.
I analyze the outside, the
yeah.
external,
okay.
and then get everything together.
So there's a lot that you take into consideration. Mm-hmm. My head's just like going around now. Thinking, oh, wow, you just mentioned personality. So you take people's personalities into
yes.
consideration as well. That kind of like makes sense, actually.
Because you want to, you know, it's, I can't, well, for instance, if I were to analyze you,
yeah.
I could kind of technically,
mm-hmm.
say, okay, perhaps this is suitable, but then I need to know more about you,
yeah.
how you want to be,
mm-hmm.
or maybe you're happy with what you are, but you know, it's about confidence
yeah.
and feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can say this will suit you, but if that's not what you like,
yeah.
or if that's not your lifestyle, it doesn't suit your lifestyle, you go, mm-hmm. yes, thank you, but it's not me.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
So Toshko, I'd like you to tell us, what is a color analysis? So I hear people talk about, oh, you need to get a color analysis. Tell us, what is a color analysis?
Yeah, well, color analysis is one of the services that image consultants provide.
Mm-hmm.
It's to figure out what sort of color characteristics the client has. So, you know, anybody can wear any color,
mm-hmm.
but what kind of shades, what kind of tones, what kind of clarity would suit? So we'll find out, you know, based on your natural colorings,
yeah.
meaning your natural hair color, skin color, and eye color.
Suppose somebody's got, like, dyed hair. You know,
mm-hmm.
like Kim Kardashian,
me.
Right? So Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
She's naturally dark.
Mm-hmm.
And she's dyed her hair blonde.
Yeah.
So what would you do with the color analysis on her natural color hair or the color that's presented in front of you?
Well, if I were to do a color analysis for her.
Yeah.
Technically, I will give her a different sort of
yeah.
advice.
Yeah.
Because based on her natural colorings,
okay.
the blonde would stand out. But
yeah.
We have to take into account her wardrobe personality, what we call wardrobe personality, her taste.
Okay.
And she does like to have that kind of wow
mm-hmm.
Factor, that, you know, eye-catching sort of. She's got that personality.
Of course.
So you can't
yeah.
stop her from.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to take into account both.
Okay.
You know,
so if you were going to do a color analysis on moi, okay, right?
Yes.
Toshko, what colors would you advise me to wear?
Well, I think like the color of your dress. I think a medium tone.
Okay, what color is my dress?
It's denim. Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's true. That's right. I can see it's a beautiful denim.
Yeah.
It's not too deep. It's not too light.
Yeah.
And based on your looking at your colorings, I would say that is best.
Yeah.
Also, your lip color and all that. I mean, I do need to use drapes. I usually have.
Sorry, what's a drape?
Huh?
What's a drape?
Oh, it's
yeah.
a color. Drapes in a color fabric.
Yeah,
I have 120 drapes that I use. Those are the tools to analyze color. So,
okay.
you know, some of the things are.
Hold on. Let's back up here. So you've got 120 drapes.
Yes.
So, what do you do with these drapes?
Each drape has a meaning. You know, to analyze what kind of colors would suit, or what kind of pastels would suit, what kind of whites would
yeah.
suit, all these things, you know. And so we have to, well, I have to analyze you
yeah.
Based on these rules.
Okay. Now, if you need any kind of image consultancy, or any image consultancy, you can contact us. The telephone number is 0203-475-6878. That is 0203-475-6878. You can also go on the website, and that is colourfulradio.com. Click on email me and send us a message if you want Toshko to give you any advice about your wardrobe and colour analyzing. Now, she's talking about drapes, and I want to know what a drape is. Is a drape like a big, long piece of cloth?
No. Okay. It just goes around your, covers your shoulders, yeah. up to your shoulders. Mm-hmm. So when you're, well, how the color analysis works yeah. is that you have to, have no makeup on, yeah. no, color contacts, and then, you know, just based on your natural colors, okay? Yeah. You stand, you sit in front of a mirror,
yeah.
That you can see from the top of the head to maybe to around your chest area,
yeah.
And you just focus on yourself, and the color drape, the color.
So do you like drape the colors over the person
yes,
or something?
Yes, that's right, that's
okay,
right.
Okay, so that's why it's called a drape.
Exactly.
Okay, so you've got 120, mm-hmm. they're not even swats, they're drapes, okay, 120 yes. different colors.
Yes.
And you go one by one, yes. or do you kind of like select a group of colors first?
Yes, they are yeah. selected, and then yeah. you have to kind of compare and yeah. see it's, you know, which looks better.
Yeah.
Or maybe not.
Okay, so if I was doing this at home, right? Mm-hmm. So I just get all my scarves out of the wardrobe and then just put them over me.
You can do that. Yeah. You can do that, and also, and what you need to do is focus on you and mm-hmm. rather not look at your scarves.
Yeah.
Because some clients do have a very strong preference in a particular color,
okay.
and it may suit them. Mm-hmm. But you know, even if you love the color,
yeah.
it'd be sad if the color doesn't love you back.
Oh, bless. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. And maybe you hate the color.
Yeah.
But they love good. You.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. right. I'm kind of like beginning to understand this now. So in our minds, we have a color because everybody draws towards a particular color.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe that color doesn't really look well on us.
No, exactly.
Yeah. So it yeah. hates us.
Oh might. My gosh. But there are ways, but if you still love the color, yeah. there are ways of wearing it. You could coordinate, yeah,
okay, okay.
yeah, with other colors or yeah. wear it away from your face, uh-huh. things like that. There's nothing that I would say never.
Yeah.
There's always ways, but it's good to know what works and what doesn't.
Okay. So let me ask you this, right, Toshko. So you know, like this, sometimes you get a woman who's just had a baby,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen this time and time again, okay? People who have, women who have babies, after they have babies, you know, they don't fully get their figure back, and they lose a bit of self-confidence, and then yeah. they start wearing all these baggy clothes because they're trying to hide, mm-hmm. you know, the fat,
yeah.
for want of a better word, you know, of the excess that's underneath them that they haven't quite lost yet.
Right? Yeah.
So how do you help them to gain their confidence back wearing? And also another thing is, right, and I know this was definitely for me, I start wearing a lot of dark colors.
Yes.
Yeah. So is it true, right, that black makes you slim? Is that true? Black makes you look slim.
Look slim. Darker colors do make you look slimmer,
yeah.
but it's not always the case. Sometimes if you do like wear dark trousers or something,
yeah.
and for instance, if you're heavier
yeah.
down there, you know, on the lower side of your body, then sometimes it could look very heavy and it might emphasize. So it's all about, you know, balance,
yeah.
I would say.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about people's wardrobes. Okay. So you offer wardrobe planning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just tell us, what is wardrobe planning?
Wardrobe planning is a service that I provide after I've done the image consultation. So, okay. I'm going back. I'll explain.
Yeah.
What image consultation includes is color analysis, what yeah. we were talking about, makeup for ladies based mm-hmm. on the colors that we analyze,
okay.
Styling based mm-hmm. on your bone structure.
Yeah.
Finding.
Do you mean styling for the hair?
I would give advice. I won't cut. I'll refer yeah. you to a really yeah. nice hair salon.
Okay. Yeah.
and what we call wardrobe personality, finding out what kind of a look
yeah.
they like or what kind of a taste,
mm-hmm.
So forth. So by then, once I've done the image consultation, I would have a very good idea about mm-hmm. the person,
mm-hmm.
About the client. And then wardrobe planning is to visit their home and yeah. going through sorting out their wardrobe to yeah. make sure that all the clothes that they have,
yeah.
The colors are right,
mm-hmm.
the cut is right,
yeah.
it's up to date,
mm-hmm.
It does it need any dry cleaning? You know, all that, uh-huh. so that it's a working wardrobe.
Okay. A working wardrobe. Okay, so well, you see, like, it's spring is coming now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so for somebody who is, and let's face it, not everybody looks like Kim Kardashian, all right? Not everybody, you know, is...
Yeah.
Has her figure, right? So the majority of us, we have a little bit of a weight on us.
Yes.
So as the spring is approaching, well, mm-hmm. it's already here, mm-hmm. you know, what colors would you suggest for somebody who's a little bit larger, you know, maybe like 5'4" and maybe 11, 12 stones, 13 mm-hmm. stones, something like that. What kind of colors would you want to see in their wardrobe for the spring?
I think I would have to see her colorings, her natural colorings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So say it was me.
Okay.
Yeah. Say it was me.
I think it would be, the kind of middle, deep denim dress that you're wearing. I think that looks lovely. It's, you know, it's a lighter color because it's spring and it mm-hmm. suits your colorings as well. Mm-hmm. But I think it's more about styling.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel you're a little bit more than you used to be
yeah.
and you're not happy about that, in styling, what I do
uh-huh.
is analyze your bone structure.
Oh.
Not okay. your fat or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay, okay.
Because once you're grown up, your bone, you know, as a skeleton, your bones do not change.
Okay.
And so based on that,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like wrapping a present. You know, if you know what kind of a shape the present, what kind of a shape your body is,
mm-hmm.
then it's easier
mm-hmm.
to find the right silhouette for you.
Okay. Okay, so that is wardrobe planning.
I mean, I could ask you, I mean, how many percent of clothes do you wear in your wardrobe?
Oh, right, okay. So I would say out of everything in my wardrobe, I probably wear about 20%.
Okay.
Maybe less.
Yeah.
I like to wear the same things all the time.
You must have a massive wardrobe.
Well,
a lot of space.
Yeah, I do have a lot of space.
Yeah,
I do have a lot of space.
Yeah.
But and also what I tend to do is if I like something, I'm going to buy it in like different colors.
Yes, yes.
So I've got one dress in like three colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another dress. Yeah. I have a few items of clothing. I have them in like different colors because
well,
I really
fine.
Like the style.
Yeah, you like it, right?
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be nice if you buy things and you're able to wear everything? 100%
yes.
and
yeah.
you look great and you know, so that you could save money
mm-hmm.
And also save time and save your, you know, your wardrobe space
mm-hmm.
making
Tashka.
Well, don't worry because in average it's yeah. usually around 20-30%.
Really?
Yeah,
I probably don't wear that much. I've got like two great big double wardrobes.
Wow.
But unless I'm going
envious.
Out. If I'm going out, I'll wear something different. But on a day-to-day basis,
yeah.
I wear the things that I'm more comfortable in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially in the wintertime. In mm-hmm. the wintertime, you know.
You just kind of wrap up, don't you?
I've been on holiday before and I've worn the same dress like all week. And my sister, my sisters have been like, take it off. Like, no, I won't take it off. It's not dirty. You washed it. You know, but anyway, it's not about me. So, Toshka, I want to ask you, mm-hmm. what advice would you give to somebody who cannot actually afford to have an image consultant?
Well, one is that I run a training course for people who want to become image consultants. And during the course, the trainees need volunteer models to practice.
Oh.
So
yes. Come on, tell us some more. All right.
Yeah. So I desperately need volunteer models.
Did you hear what she said, listeners? She said she desperately needs volunteer models. Come on, tell us some more. Don't say that bit quiet, Toshko. You need to say that louder, please.
Yeah, because they need all the, you know, practice that they need.
Yeah.
So it may take a little bit more time than doing it with myself as an image consultant because they haven't been certified yet.
Yeah.
And they may, you know, I usually send to my real clients a written profile report and email it to them. But, you know, during the course, we don't have that time. So the trainees will handwrite, you know, the basic
mm-hmm.
Information. And so they'll go back with important information that they, you know, mm-hmm. That would help them. So that's one. There's no fee to that. As long as you would volunteer for us, that would be brilliant. Sometimes I try to do some charity events, you know.
Sometimes you try to do some?
Attend charity events.
Yeah.
So if you're able to attend, then perhaps you could get some, help then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you this at the end of the program, but let me just ask you now, in just case somebody's listening. So if somebody wants this advice, this free advice, because it's free, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay. You mean so, the being a model? Yes. A volunteer? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they don't have to pay for it. Mm-mm. So tell us, how can they get in contact with you so that they can volunteer themselves to be a model for your training?
The training. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just email
website?
Me.
Website?
Oh, yeah, website. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. On, you could just go on to my website, talkingimage.co.uk.
Talkingimage.co.uk.
That's right.
And your email address is?
Toshko@talkingimage.co.uk.
Okay, so how do you spell Toshko?
Yeah.
Please tell us.
T for Tom, mm-hmm. O-S-H-I-K-O.
Mm-hmm.
At? talkingimage.co.uk.
Okay, so if you want some free advice on what to put in your wardrobe for the spring, for the summer, for autumn, get yourselves down there. So I'm sure all this information is on your website, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay, right, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's get back. Right, so you don't have to be a celebrity, or do you have to be a celebrity?
No.
No. Do you have to have somebody who has, like, untold disposable income to get somebody like yourself to come and give them some image consultant?
No.
No?
No.
Okay,
no.
Cool. Right. So you can just be Joe Blogs, ordinary Joe Blogs off the street.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah. All my clients, you know, you could be of any age, mm-hmm. man or woman, or whatever. If you're working, you're not working, it doesn't really matter. Yeah. If you're really interested, I think people would mm-hmm. invest a little bit of money to get it right.
Okay. All right. So this leads us nicely into your training courses. So come on, so, oh no, hold on. Before you tell us about the training course, I want to know about this English manners. Come on, this lady from Japan. So you're from Japan. So this lady is from Japan, okay? Right. She speaks an American accent and she's here to teach us about English manners. Come on, Toshko, tell us what's all this about.
I know. It's a bit of a laugh, isn't it?
No, not really.
No, honestly. Yeah. I wasn't really interested. It wasn't something that I intended to do.
Yeah.
But for the last couple of years, I have had clients from overseas, meaning like from Africa or Europe or Middle East, Far East, and they've been asking me to teach them the English manners.
Yeah.
And I just thought, well, you know, possibly it's not my area that I specialize in. Mm-hmm. And in a way, I thought it was common sense.
Yeah.
But then I just realized that perhaps they may know about 70%, but because they're not really quite sure about the remaining 30, they lack confidence going out. You know, they don't know what to wear to a particular event.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. And then the more research I've done, I realized that each country has a slightly different manners.
Okay.
And as long as you know the difference, it's fine. But if you're just doing it, whatever you think is, then sometimes it is quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I realized that some of the information that is given in public were not up to date or they weren't right at all. And so I just thought, well, then I think I should, you know, they've been crying out for help.
Yeah.
And so I did train myself with this training.
Okay.
The English manners training place.
Yeah.
And made sure that
Like a college or something? A course that you went on?
Yes, I did. Just making sure. Because, you know, I don't want to.
No, I'm saying wow, because I didn't know that they had these kind of.
It was difficult to find in Japan. England.
Yeah.
Because nowadays, time has moved on. We don't really have finishing schools.
Okay.
I was quite surprised. It was difficult. I just want people to feel comfortable knowing what works.
So what kind of English manners do you teach them? Is it how to drink a cup of tea, how to hold a cup and a saucer?
It depends. It varies. It could be business manners. Mm-hmm. It could be table manners.
Okay, just give us one. Time's running out, so I'm trying to press you. Just give us one kind of business manners that you teach them.
Business manners. If you're meeting a foreign customer, you know, what are the things that you need to bear in mind? Mm-hmm. The really simple one is, like, these days they're mobiles, right?
Yeah.
You have mobiles, and are you going to keep it muted when you're having a meeting? Or, you know, it's so common sense, but you see people.
They don't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you teach, oh, right. So it's not, okay. So I was kind of like thinking more, it's like, table manners.
Yeah. Table manners as well.
Okay. Right. Cause I know that like when you go to other countries, sometimes they don't, it's like they've got no system. Mm-hmm. You know, you open a train door, everybody comes rushing out. Whereas over here, you wait until the people come off the train first and then you go on. If you're going up a stair somewhere, you go up on the left, you come down on the right,
exactly.
or you go down, you walk on the left. Okay. In this country here, right? And some other places, all over the place. Mm-hmm. So is it things like that you teach them?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Once they know the rules, then it's easier, isn't it? Because depending on each country, mm-hmm. you know, which side you stand on the lift, the escalator.
Yeah.
You know, do you let the woman go first or the man first?
Okay.
Yeah. Who presses the button in the lift?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of, it's okay. so simple, but you know.
Okay. So time's running out. I just want to ask you this now. I want you to tell us about, because you offer training courses for people who want to pursue a career in image consultants. Mm-hmm. Okay. And personal style. So what tips would you give somebody who actually wanted to start a career in that industry there?
Contact me.
As simple as that. Do you teach in like local colleges or anything like that, or is this just your own school that you've developed yourself?
Yes, I mean, I train myself to become a trainer.
Yeah.
So I'm certified to do that, and I run it in my own Talkinmi studio.
Yeah.
When we practice shopping, then we go out to the West End and so forth.
But, really? Yeah. So what do you do then when you practice?
I'm
asking because, you know, I'm talking as a novice, all right?
Yeah.
I've had a personal shopper before, but I've never had image consultancy. So I been on a course or anything like that. And people out there who are listening, they're going to want to know this. So,
of course. Yeah. I mean, personal shopping is part of the job of an image consultant.
Yeah.
And how we practice how to do a personal shopping for a client is to make sure that my trainees would understand the client, what the client wants, what their budget is, what kind of a look they're looking for.
Yeah.
And then we will go out to the West End and practice selecting things.
Really? With each
and
other?
Then, and then I will check to see if that's correct or not, you know. Because
do you practice on real people or do you just practice on each other?
It depends on each, it could be imaginary a client, or it could be for me, or it could be for another trainee.
Yeah.
It's better.
But if they know you, they're already going to know what suits you. They're going to know your personality and they would have seen you the way you dress already. So it's easier to choose for you.
Yeah.
No?
Well, if you know the client or if they know me,
but if they're getting a client, they're they don't know that person.
Well, that's most of the case.
Is that why you need these volunteers to come? A little while ago you said if somebody wants to volunteer to,
the volunteer models sometimes the volunteer models just come along and practice, otherwise it'll be myself or it could be among the trainees. So it varies, but it is, if the trainees were trying to practice getting clothes for me, I might say particularly, you know, I'm going to this event. I want this.
Oh, I
want
this
within this budget.
Yes.
And I want this and that, you know, and so that would make it quite difficult for them unless they get used to it.
Okay. I see. So it's not just a day to day stuff. You choose the kind of event that they're going to.
I make various versions, like it could be for event or it could be for this spring summer.
Yeah.
I want whatever £1,000. Can you get, I don't know, you know, whatever number of clothes for me so that I could coordinate in various ways.
Okay.
Kind of make it a bit fun and difficult.
Fun and difficult, she said. She makes it difficult. So tell us, okay, as you said difficult, right? Have you had any difficult clients?
I've been quite lucky. Yeah. I haven't.
Have you ever been in a situation where you have chosen all these items for somebody and they're like, nope, I don't like any of them?
Oh, you mean if I've taken them personal shopping?
Yes.
No. They wouldn't say I wouldn't like it, but they, it kind of tends to be with women, but they are just like, oh yeah, I love it, but I want to see, you know, more. And so they wouldn't decide.
Yeah.
And, you know, my personal shopping hours are usually, like half day, 3 hours, 1 day, 6 hours and things like that. Yeah. But, you know, if they don't decide, I feel responsible that, yeah, I select them and they are happy to buy them, but they just keep going and going. It's like, what else have you found? What, yeah, else have you found?
Yeah.
And then, if they can't decide,
yeah,
or if they just keep going, I want something nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice is a very vague word, okay, and I need them to explain exactly what nice means,
yeah,
to them.
Okay.
So that, yeah. But, you know, over time, I'm not going to leave it till the very end. Mm-hmm. I'll just try to get more information out of the client.
Yeah. Gosh, wow.